Stop 4B, Independence Hall, Chestnut Street between 5th and 6th Streets.
Now, as we turn around, across the street from the Liberty Bell Center, you'll see Independence Hall. Independence Hall, the birthplace of America, was built in 1732 as the Pennsylvania State House. Within this hallowed hall, the Second Continental Congress began meeting in May of 1775. The Declaration of Independence was adopted on July 4th, 1776, America's birthday. Independence Hall is also where the Constitutional Convention met during the hot summer of 1787 to draft, debate, and then sign the United States Constitution on September 17th, 1787. Inside, you can see an original copy of the Constitution and the inkwell used to sign the Declaration of Independence.
Yo, Philadelphia Frida here with another Philadelphia First. In 1777, Philadelphia was home to the first July 4th celebration. Ships lined the Delaware River and discharged 13 cannon shots to honor the 13 states.
Take note of the statue of President George Washington in front of Independence Hall, directly underneath the clock tower, also a great photo opportunity. Prior to serving as president, Washington presided over the Constitutional Convention in 1787. During the proceedings, Washington was seated in the only original piece of furniture still in Independence Hall today, the high-backed chair that has a gilded sun carved at the top. Throughout the Constitutional Convention, Benjamin Franklin noticed this chair and the half-sun depicted on it. Noting that painters often found it difficult in their art to distinguish a rising sun from a setting one, Franklin commented that he had similar concerns about the future of America. Was the sun rising or setting upon this nation? But as Franklin saw the finished Constitution taking form and the system of government it would produce, he stated,
"Now at length I have the happiness to know that it is a rising sun and not a setting sun."
Hip hip huzzah! Hip hip huzzah! Hip hip huzzah!
Franklin was very optimistic about our new country and our new Constitution. Our Constitution has been so successful because of the system of checks and balances between the three branches of our government, the executive, judicial, and legislative. These three branches were all located within a block of each other, while Philadelphia was the capital of the United States. The presidency, or executive branch, was based out of the President's House, which once stood near the entrance of the Liberty Bell Center at 6th and Market Streets. There are planned exhibits about the house formerly on this site, the early American presidency, the free African community in Philadelphia, and the commemoration of the enslaved Africans who lived here. The buildings that house the other branches of the government still stand today. Eli is going to tell you about one of them right now.